was that word?
I said they used to people in I've heard people in Mississippi calling people in Louisiana redneck.
Yeah.
But I guess they call the Mississippi people the same thing with some other name, you know?
Okay. All right.
Now, what would you call the man you work for, maybe?
Well, he'd be the boss.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Now, what? Did you ever hear Negroes call, black men call a white man, you know, a poor white man a different name?
No. I've always heard a nigger call white man mister all my life until lately, and as far as I know on the coast here, the people, the niggers raised, they still do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They still do.
Okay. What would you call a man who lived out in the country and who never got into town? You know, somebody maybe who lived up way outside of Kill.
Yeah.
You know, never came into town or something like that?
Well, I've heard them call people like that country Hoosier, you know?
Country Hoosier?
Yeah, country Hoosier. Never, we'd go in the work. No. Never had been to town, nowhere, you know?
Okay.
I heard a story one time about 12 years old, something like that, that never been to town, you know?
Yeah.
And one day one of them went to town with his daddy, you know? And their parents would always tell them people, those boys, not to use tobacco. Anybody use tobacco wasn't a smoke, chew, or smoke a pipe, anything wasn't a gentleman.
Yeah.
And his boy went with him, went to his daddy one day, and he come back the next day, him and his boyfriend, he's telling him all about it. He said, you know, I counted 105 men today in town. They were just five gentlemen in the bunch. Said all the others, 100 were smoking. They're just five gentlemen out of 105.
Yeah. Okay. So do you ever have any other words for me? Call? Just any like that?
No, that.
Okay. All right. Country Hoosier, you know, or might call them a, ever call them a hillbilly? Or?
Well, something like that, yes. Hillbilly. He comes from way out in the state of the country.
Okay. Okay. Now, if it's not quite midnight, somebody was asking you what time it was, and it was getting near that time, you'd say it's
nearly midnight.
Okay. All right. Now, you slip maybe on a wax floor and you catch yourself just before you hit the ground. You say, this is a dangerous place. I
slipped and hurt my back.
Yeah, or
my hip.
If you didn't hurt yourself, but you just barely caught yourself, you say, this is a real dangerous place.
I slipped down and...
Yeah. Okay. Or I almost
broke my hip or leg.
Now, if somebody was waiting for you to get ready, so you had to go somewhere, he'd say, will you be ready soon? And you might call back and you might say, I'll be with you in...
Just a few minutes.
Okay. Now, if you know you're on the right road somewhere, but you're not sure how far the distance is, you see somebody, you might call out to the next town, you say, hey, Hal.